Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. I'm already getting text messages asking, Tom, what does this health care bill that the Supreme Court held up yesterday mean to African Americans? Roland.
Yes. busy day, Tom. It was a huge, huge decision, 5-4 by the United States Supreme Court. And joining us right now to answer that question and others is Valerie Jarrett, senior advisor to President Barack Obama. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Tom. How are you all doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing great. First thing that jumps out in it, the president and the White House was clear that this was not a tax, but Chief Justice John Roberts, that's how he framed it. And frankly, without calling the health care bill, looking at it as a tax versus through the Commerce Clause, that's how this thing was upheld. So I'm sure you guys are happy that the Chief Justice framed it that way.
Any way we get it. I mean, we argued both ways. We thought that it fell within the Commerce Clause. The court ruled that it was a tax. We really look at it as a penalty. But whatever they want to call it, the fact of the matter is it was a historic day for the United States. A country as wealthy as ours is now going to provide health insurance for everyone.
Now, when we talk about now, so what does it actually mean? But we know some provisions have already been put in place, but most of the Affordable Care Act, not Obamacare, as it's called ACA, most of it will actually go into place in 2014. What will we see in 2014 as a result of this decision?
Let's just refresh everybody's memory about what they have today. So right now, if you have a child with a pre-existing condition, an insurance company can't drop your coverage. Right now, if you have a young adult child up to the age of 26, they can stay on their parents' plan to make sure that those young people have the coverage that they need. We've already had senior citizens who've received an average of $600 to help them with their prescription drugs, because we know how so many senior citizens are on fixed income and they need help to make sure that they can afford their medicine. Already, insurance companies can't impose annual or lifetime caps. So sometimes people who go to the doctor often, they hit it up against the ceiling, and then when they need their health care the most, they can't have it. So it will be expanded, as you were asking, Roland, in 2014, so that we're going to set up these state exchanges around the country as well as a national exchange. And so people who don't have health insurance can buy it through an exchange. And so if your employer doesn't provide it, or if you're unemployed, you can get the health insurance at an affordable rate through these exchanges. And the penalty that comes in that you mentioned at the beginning of the show that Justice Roberts was referring to is if you can afford health insurance and you don't buy it, well, then you have to pay a penalty. Well, the reason why is if you go to the emergency room and you don't have health insurance, who's paying for it? The taxpayers are paying for it, or consumers are paying for it because your premiums are going up. And so what we're saying is if you can afford it, then you need to buy it. And if you don't buy it, well, then we're going to assess this penalty. Seems fair.
Now, one of the things that also jumps out is Republicans are saying that states are going to opt out of the Medicaid provision. And to speak to that, because in many of the states where African Americans dominate, significant numbers, Mississippi, Georgia, Atlanta, you have Republican governors. And so how will that affect folks if these states decide to say, thanks, but no thanks, we're opting out?
Well, what we had wanted to do was to have a kind of a stick. So if you decided you didn't want to provide the expanded coverage, then we were going to have the ability to withhold all of your federal funding. And so what
right.
the court said is we couldn't do that. But the fact of the matter is when we've provided these expansions in the past, so, for example, health insurance for children, we're going to fund it for the first 3 years fully. And then we're going to fund it up to 90%. So we actually think the states, even the states that have Republican governors, you know, they're still going to provide it. So we're hopeful that they will still provide it. But the court did take away the stick that we wanted to have, which was to withhold the federal funds. But we're going to work with the states and try to set it up just as we've done for children's health in the past.
What is the next step? Because obviously, as I said last night on CNN, this is not the end of a process. It is the beginning. And so the whole issue of bringing down health care costs, because that's also, you know, what's a runaway when it comes to the federal government. And so what's the next step? Because there has to be clearly there's a next step in this whole process?
One thing that will happen this summer, for example, another provision of the Affordable Care Act is that insurance companies can only charge you but so much, and what they charge you there's a limit on what they can spend on their administrative costs and paying bonuses to CEOs, for example. And so this summer, we're going to see people getting refunds back from their insurance companies because they've charged too much towards those administrative costs. So that's something that will come as early as this summer. We're working with the states to set up these exchanges. California, New York, for example, are well on their way to setting up the exchanges to provide the insurance for people who don't have it covered through their employers. And the Department of Health and Human Services is going to also do a large outreach campaign to make sure that people know what their rights are. I mean, a big part of this is to make sure that people know what the insurance companies can no longer do to them. For example, one thing, guys, that I didn't know is that insurance companies oftentimes have different rates for women and for men, charging women higher rates. Well, they can't do that anymore under the Affordable Care Act. So that will help bring down the cost for the rates that women are paying. So there are lots of provisions in here, and we need to do an extensive amount of outreach so that everybody knows what their rights are, everybody knows what insurance companies can no longer do to them, and everybody knows how they can go get the kind of coverage they want. Another very important provision for the African American community: we know that so many of us don't go to doctors on a regular basis. Well, we need to expand the community health center program. We need to make sure that people have primary care physicians so that they don't use an emergency room for their primary right. care. So many of our illnesses, whether it's hypertension, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, these could be treated if you were going to a doctor on a regular basis. And instead, because people couldn't afford the co-pays and the insurance, right. or they didn't have insurance, they waited until their symptoms were so bad they couldn't stand it, and then they go to the emergency room. That's not good health care. So under the Affordable Care Act, people can have primary care physicians in their neighborhoods through these community health centers, and right. their insurance companies can't charge them for the copay. So you can get the preventive services for free.
All right.
Well, you
Mallory
made
Jarrett, senior
one party feel unhealthy yesterday. I'm pretty sick.
huge
you know what,
victory.
Though? This is a win. This shouldn't have even ever been a political issue. This
You're
is
right.
a win for the American people. As the president said yesterday, here we are in this great country, and we have millions and millions of people who don't have health insurance. That's not right.
That's nice.
Mallory Jarrett, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And to break
okay.
it down even further,
Take
and
care.
Especially what it means to African Americans, go to blackamericaweb.com. 25 past the hour.